The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Today, inshaAllah, we will talk about certain pieces of advice that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu gave to some people who asked Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu to give them some piece of advice, to give them some nasiha. Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he advised people at many occasions during his sermons, during a normal speech, during normal address. He did advise people at numerous occasions. But then there's another form of nasiha when people specifically ask you to give you some sort of nasiha so that you can act upon it throughout your life. So we will also first of all understand what nasiha actually means when someone actually asks you for it, and then we will talk about some pieces of advice, those pieces of nasiha that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave to certain people. So some of them inshallah we will cover, and we will see that what greatness Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu possessed as to whenever he would give nasiha to anyone, then what it would comprise of, what would be the content of that very nasiha. But before that, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon our master, the best of the creations, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu anhu narrates, whoever sends salat upon the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, once Allah Almighty and His noble angels send mercies upon him 70 times. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, the topic of the day is the pieces of advice that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave to certain individuals when they asked for it. And we're talking about nasiha, that how he radiallahu anhu, he gave nasiha to other people. Now, what does nasiha actually mean? Nasiha refers to any such thing that is admonitory or that contains any pious suggestion, any righteous suggestion, advice. This is what nasiha actually means. Now, when people ask any pious individual to give them nasiha, then the nasiha that they give is something that they would emphasize on, and they would encourage the other person to remain steadfast upon it until the end of their life. And it would be something that they would deem very, very important, without which a person cannot stay. As well as that, it would also be the essence of their lifetime, something that they learned through experience through their entire life. And the nasiha of the pious would comprise of the matters of the hereafter, of pious deeds, of refraining from sins. And when a pious person gives nasiha to someone, he deems it so important that it is vital for the other person to remain steadfast upon, and according to him, in his sight, that very element that he is giving advice of is extremely beneficial, and leaving it out is a means of a very big loss. So in a nutshell, we just try to cover what nasiha exactly means. This very piece of advice, when someone asks any pious person, then he gives him nasiha, which is based on admonitory facts, which is based on something pious, a pious advice, a pious suggestion, which he deems something extremely vital, something that a person cannot live without, something that he cannot afford to lose out on. So in the light of all this, inshaAllah, we will try to cover some pieces of nasiha that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave to certain individuals when they came in the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu in order to attain some nasiha. Sayyidina Hassan rahimahullah states that one person came in the court of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and said that, O leader of the believers, I live in the village, I'm a villager, and I've got a lot of commitments. So give me some piece of advice, some solid piece of advice, and some clear pieces of advice. To which Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu said that always, always use wisdom when you do something. Then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu held his hand and now gave some pieces of advice. He gave him nasiha. He says, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never associate any partner with him. And keep offering salah and keep paying the fard zakah and keep performing hajj and umrah and obey your leader, obey your amir and tread upon the clear path that is of the Muslims and refrain from treading upon any such concealed path which the Muslims are unaware of and necessitate every such thing upon you mentioning which or spreading which is not a means of embarrassment for you and it does not disgrace you either. So any such thing which you are not embarrassed in mentioning and you're not embarrassed in spreading across and it is not a means of your disgrace, necessitate that very thing upon you and refrain from every such thing that mentioning which or spreading which is a means of embarrassment for you and a means of disgrace for you. So these are a few pieces of advice that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave to this very villager. Upon which he said to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, I will always act upon these affairs, these pieces of advice that you gave me. And when I meet Allah Almighty, when I'm presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will humbly say that, O Allah, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu taught me all these matters. Upon which Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu replied, first of all, hold firmly upon to these matters. And when you meet Allah Almighty, then say whatever you like. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can see that in this small dialogue that took place between Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and this very villager, what beautiful pieces of advice Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave him. And if we delve deeper into every single point that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned to the villager in order for him to act upon them throughout his life, we can see that every single point in its own is a complete detailed discourse if we want to take it as. Firstly, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned him to do everything using his wisdom. Now this in its own, if we stick to this very aspect in our life, we can see that many times we rush into things without thinking about it, without thinking about the outcome of it. And even whilst we're doing it, we rush through it. We don't use our intellect whilst doing that very action. So we should always use our wisdom, our intellect whilst performing any actions. And then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu told him to worship Allah Almighty and not to associate any partners with him. Allahu Akbar, the essence of everything, the main goal of our life, the main goal of our faith, the fundamental belief of Tawheed, that we should believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah Almighty and not associate any partners with him. Then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu carried on to mention the other pillars of Islam to him, that you must perform them, keep offering salah, keep paying fard zakah that is due upon you, keep performing hajj and umrah. Then he radiallahu anhu carries on to other elements of one's faith, where he mentions to obey the amir, his leader, and he says to remain upon the path of the Muslims. And how beautifully he mentions towards the end, he summarizes his entire discussion, the piece of advice that he's giving, he summarizes it through saying that always perform that very thing, necessitate that very thing upon you, mentioning which and spreading which you're not embarrassed of. Subhanallah. How conclusive, comprehensive this very statement is. It covers everything. That necessitate that very thing upon yourself, that mentioning which or spreading which you're not embarrassed of it. Subhanallah. And then he radiallahu anhu says that, and it does not disgrace you. You're not embarrassed of doing it. And then refrain from every such thing, the doing which or spreading which you will be embarrassed of, and something that disgraces you. If we apply this very principle in our life, where we see that we should necessitate every such thing upon ourselves, that mentioning about it or spreading that very action of ours to others, we will not be embarrassed. If we just apply this principle on our own lives, we can see what great excellence we can attain. Because this is a very precise and concise formula that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has mentioned, to refrain from sins, and perform pious deeds. Because when we perform pious deeds, we will not be embarrassed of mentioning it to others, or we won't be embarrassed of spreading it to others. For example, I perform salah, I keep fasts, now with the intention of propagating the same message to others, or to mention my action to others, I wouldn't be embarrassed in this, would I? Offering salah is a pious deed. Now, giving the same message to others, I won't be embarrassed in doing so. Or spreading this message across, I won't be embarrassed in doing so. So this is something that I must act upon. And on the other hand, if there's any sin, let's take the same example, leaving out salah. I don't offer salah. The mentioning about this, that I didn't offer salah or I committed so-and-so sin, I would be embarrassed in mentioning this to others. I would be embarrassed in spreading this message across that, oh people, do not offer salah. Or, oh people, commit so-and-so sin. I will be embarrassed in spreading this message. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu very beautifully, in a precise and concise manner, mentioned to the individual that necessitate every such thing upon yourself, that doing which and spreading his message to others, you won't feel embarrassed in, subhanAllah. So this is the beautiful piece of advice that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave at this very occasion to this very villager who came in his court. Sayyiduna Simak bin Harb rahimahullah states that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu stood two levels down from where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would stand, and said that I give you the wasiyah of adopting taqwa. Listen to him whom Allah has appointed as your leader and obey him. Subhanallah. And Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu at another occasion mentioned another beautiful piece of advice where he states that I give you the wasiyah of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in seclusion. Even when you're alone, no one's watching you, I give you the nasiha of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in that very moment of time. Allahu Akbar. The dear viewers of Madani channel, again, this very piece of advice that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave is very, very important for us to understand and to act in accordance to. That when we are in seclusion, no one's watching us, we're in solitude, we are all alone. In that very moment of time, what is our state? Do we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do we end up committing sins just because no one's watching us? This is very, very, very important for us, because this is the base of everything. This is very, very important, because this very concept is the base of everything for us to abandon sins. Because this also leads to the element of how much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we possess in our hearts. Now we are alone. We're in seclusion, we're in solitude. And in this very state, do we still fear Allah Almighty, or do we end up committing sins? This is a test for our iman, a test for how much fear of Allah Almighty do we possess. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu beautifully advises over here that I give you the nasiha of fearing Allah Almighty even in your seclusion, even in your solitude, when you are on your own. So dear viewers of Madani channel, only if we can follow this very advice of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, where we fear Allah Almighty even in seclusion, this would become a great means for us adopting taqwa, for us to have our ranks elevated. Only if we can understand its severity, only if we can understand its importance and apply its application in our lives as well. Once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said, stay distance from whatever harms you and befriend pious, righteous individuals, and you will find them to be very less, very few. And those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consult them. Take suggestions from them, consult them, subhanAllah. Again, in this very saying, dear viewers, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us, as in, who should be our friend? He radiallahu anhu is telling us that befriend those who are pious, befriend those who are righteous. And then he also mentions that you will find such people to be very less in number. So again, we understand and we come to know the importance of what kind of friendship we should have, We should have pious friends. We should have righteous friends. Those who remind us of the hereafter. Those who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who remind us of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned himself that you will find them to be very less, very few in number. So if we do come across any pious individuals, we should appreciate them. We should hold them close to ourselves. We should befriend them. We should thank Allah Almighty over having such individuals. And then Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu guides that we should consult with those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At another occasion, Sayyidina Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu said whilst delivering a sermon that always remain cautious of people, always be aware of people lest they hurl you into destruction, because your matter would be returned to you, not them. And then Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu further carries on to say that do not waste the entire day, do not spend the entire day just by walking, just by passing time. Do not spend the entire day. Whatever action we perform, it will be recorded in our book of deeds. So do not just pass time throughout the day, because the day would be spent anyways. Whether we do anything or not, the day would be spent anyways. So why spend the day in heedlessness, in negligence? Why not perform pious deeds? As Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us that the action that we perform during the day, it is preserved for us. It is recorded for us. Then Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu says that whenever you commit a sin, whenever you commit an evil, then perform a pious deed after that. Thereafter, perform a pious deed. Because then Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu says that whenever you commit a sin, whenever you commit an evil, then perform a pious deed thereafter. Because for me, to perform a pious deed in order to eradicate an old sin, there's nothing that is more desirable for me than it, or something to acquire which we should be more hasty in. So Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu is mentioning the importance of performing a pious deed straight after committing a sin. This doesn't mean here, dear viewers, that we've got an open license to commit sins, that we can commit a sin and then perform pious deed, or with this intention, we keep sinning, that after this, we can perform a pious deed and our sin will be eradicated. No, this is not what is meant in this very saying. Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu is stating that in case we end up committing a sin, being a human being, we can commit sins. So in case we end up committing a sin, then we should perform a pious deed straight after. And then Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu is also mentioning the importance of it, that how desired this action is in the quote of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, where he says that to perform a pious deed in order to eradicate an old sin. He radiallahu anhu says that there's no other action for him that should be sought more sternly than this. And he says there's no other action that he deems in which a person should rush, to which a person should be hasty in performing, than this very action, to perform a pious deed straight after committing a sin. This is how important this is, dear viewers. And we need to understand, dear viewers, the significance of this very action which Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu is telling us through this beautiful piece of advice, that perform a pious deed straight after we commit a sin. At one occasion, dear viewers, Sayyidina Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, he mentioned as a piece of nasiha, as a piece of advice. He says that do your own accountability, hold yourself to account before you are held to account. Because this very accountability where you hold yourself to account, this very accountability is easier than that very accountability when you will be held to account. Then he radiallahu anhu says that keep a check of your actions. Keep an accountability of your actions before your actions are held to account. And then he says that be prepared for the day of judgment, the day when you will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this matter is not concealed upon any of you. So Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, in this beautiful piece of advice, has given us beautiful pearls of wisdom in relation to how should we hold ourselves to account before we are held to account. Because a day will come, dear viewers, when we will have to give account of our actions. Before that day arrives, we are to hold ourselves to account. This is very, very important for us. And this very accountability in this world where we hold our actions to account is easier than giving accountability on the day when we will be held to account. Try to understand this, dear viewers, that today we are being emphasized by Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to hold ourselves to account in this world before we are held to account in the hereafter. This very accountability is a lot more easier than being held to account on the day of judgment. Today, we can hold our actions to account. This is far more simpler for us as compared to on the day of judgment when we will be held to account and our actions will be held to account. This is very, very important for us again to understand that we've been emphasized strongly by Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to focus on this very element as well, that we need to contemplate and ponder upon our actions in this world. It is far more easier and very, very important. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, we'll be held to account anyways. How will we give accountability on that very day when the sun will be lowered down? It will be only 1.25 miles away. And the earth will be made of copper. And we'll be standing barefoot on that very earth. Sinners will be sweating so much that some of them would even be drowning within their own sweat. That very day is very, very severe, dear viewers. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us, is advising us to prepare for that very day when we will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have time, today we've been given respite in this very world. This is the place where we can prepare for our afterlife. This is the place where we should hold ourselves to account. And this was also the practice of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is undoubtedly a dweller of paradise. He radiallahu anhu has been given the guarantee of paradise, but yet he radiallahu anhu would hold himself to account on daily basis. He radiallahu anhu, for our teaching, he radiallahu anhu would whip himself and question himself that, "Oh Umar, why did you perform this act today?" He would have a register in which he would record his own actions that he would perform during the day. This is the grandeur, the majesty of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Then where do we stand? We should also hold ourselves to account. We should also carry out the accountability of our deeds, dear viewers. And Alhamdulillah, the renowned scholar and spiritual guide of the 15th century, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful way, a beautiful formula, you can say, of evaluating ourselves, of holding ourselves to account, of holding our deeds to account in this era where committing sins is very, very easy. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, has given us the booklet of pious deeds. 72 pious deeds for Islamic brothers, 63 pious deeds for Islamic sisters, in the light of which we can carry our accountability, in the light of which we can analyze our entire day and follow this very piece of advice which Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave us. So Alhamdulillah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has given us the way that how can we adhere to this very piece of advice of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and it is up to us, how do we take on to it. There's also an app of pious deeds that we can download in our mobile phones and carry our accountability on daily basis using that very application as well. We can download the booklet of pious deeds from the website of Dawat-e-Islami as well. But the main focus and emphasis that I'm trying to mention is to understand the advice of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, how important it is for us to hold ourselves to account today before we are held to account on the day of judgment. And Alhamdulillah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, has given us a way of doing so. Then why not embark upon this beautiful journey and take this beautiful guidance from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, who is telling us, showing us that how can we follow the advice of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and better ourselves in this world as well as in the hereafter. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we've just tried to cover a few pieces of advice, a few pieces of nasiha that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gave to people, and how great they are for us in order for us to learn from them and implement them upon ourselves in order to better ourselves, better our lives in this world and in the hereafter. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty allow us to sincerely act upon these pieces of advice given by Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the second caliph of Islam, our master, our leader, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. And may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.